Welcome to an inspirational message recorded live at Little Falls Christian Center.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise offering in this place. Yes, Lord. Oh God, this morning we gather officially in the name of Jesus Christ, and we can say our faith is risen. We trust in you, O God. Early in this year, we know that you are with us. Therefore, we look forward to 2019 in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. For all those who have been on holiday, I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've spent enough money. Not all of it, but some of it. But welcome back. Praise God. Look at the church. You look healthy. You look wealthy. You look like children of God. So praise the Lord. And I am so honored to stand here on the first Sunday of 2019. I want to thank Pastor Harold, our senior pastor. You know what? I was thinking this morning, the sacrifices through the years Pastor Harold have made with Maud and their family to this congregation and this church. So I personally want to thank my pastor for his commitment and devotion. And we are looking forward as a church to go into this year united and not frightened. Amen. Praise God. I wrote something down here. Don't fear the year. Get into the right gear. That's what it's about. In what gear are you? Put it in first. Today, this morning, get into the right gear for this year. But that's not my message. It's part of my message. My message is divine encounter with destiny. When last have you had a divine encounter with destiny, with your destiny, with what God has planned for you? When last? God presents to us a year in which we need to stand strong. We need to be ready for 2019. Have you decided what kind of year you are going to have? Have you decided? This year will not decide what kind of year I will have. I have decided in the name of Jesus Christ that I will have a good year. So it's a decision you have to make for yourself. I will not allow circumstances and things or negative things to dictate my destiny. My destiny is set in the Word of God, and I take this word serious. So as we enter this year, we need to be serious with God's Word. So go with me. My first scripture for this morning is a passage out of Ephesians 5 from verse 8. Ephesians 5 from verse 8. Ephesians 5 from verse 8 says the following. It says here, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And we have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God our Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. Now that is a handful for the new year. But I want to touch on portions of that and then go to what I want to deal with this morning. We need to define our priorities for 2019. You need to sit down and prioritize what is important. You need to do that. You need to sit down. You cannot just enter a year and there's no priority set for your spiritual life, for your family, for your marriage, for your finances. We need to get in line with what God wants to do this year with us and for us. You see, the problem we sit with is that we many times confuse urgent things with important things. Many things are urgent to us, but we have to see what is important. Now, urgent things could be your health and your vacation planning and where your children will go to school to. Those kind of things could be the urgent things. But I want to say those are not the important things. Those are things part of this life on this planet. We need to make decisions of the things that will affect me for eternity. People confuse that. They make the urgent things the important things. We need to make the important things the urgent things this year. And what is the important things? We will, as we go on, you will find out what is important to God. We need to sit down in the beginning of a year and ask myself, George, how did you do in 2018? Really, with the conviction of God's Spirit in my life, I need to sit down and ask myself the honest question, how did I really do? Because we cannot have a 2018 in a 2019. It's impossible. We need to be ready and set up. Now, first of all, you need to redefine your purpose. What is your life vision? Now, mine is very simple, very simple. I have decided that I want to walk through a pearly gate. Now, to get there, you will not get there with an old mindset. You will not get there if you are not right with God. How many of you want to enter heaven? Yes, every single person here today. But we are not there yet. It might take 10, 20, 30 years. It might be tomorrow. But I want to be ready. I want to have my hands on the plow. We have to re-establish worthwhile goals. We have to do some goal setting. I have to plan. This is what I want in January. This is what I want to do in February. This is what I want to do in March. Once I set those things in place, then I'm not distracted by the urgent things. I was thinking of how myself and my wife, you know, when we had children, little children, and so many things, and coming to Bible school and being cell leaders, and so many things, how we sat down and we took hands and we said, which things are important? And the important things was that God came first. So when a husband and a wife are united together and God is first, then you find the important things. So we need to establish the important things. And first of all, right here in the beginning of a new year, let's bury the past. Let's deal with yesterday. Put it behind you. Whatever you have done today, put it behind you. Let's deal with the past. Let's get yesterday to yesterday. Let us not take yesterday in today. Because today there's new opportunities. And then here in Ephesians 5, it talks about some important aspect. It says here, awake. Awake. Be awake. You know, many people they are awake, but they haven't risen. There's a difference being, you know, when you sleep and you're busy waking up. That's just being awake. But rise up. Rise up, make a decision in your spiritual life this year that you will rise up to the opportunities that God sets forth. So, are you rising? You need to be fully awake. God presents to us opportunities. And those who are fully awake and have been raised up, they are ready to take the opportunities that God presents to them. And it says here, be wise. We need to use wisdom. If there's a lot of people, every single day of my life, I pray, God, please give me wisdom for this day. We need to ask God for a lot of wisdom regarding our spiritual lives. And then we have to deal with foolish things. What is foolish things? Foolish things, many people have knowledge, but foolish things are unapplied knowledge. When I know what to do, but I don't apply it, then that could become a big problem. Many people, they have a lot of knowledge, but it's not applied wisdom. Apply the knowledge God has given to you through the Word of God. Apply it to your daily living. And then that becomes wisdom. And wisdom is a great helper in the time of need. You see, the Lord Jesus, everything He did in 3 years. Every single thing He had to do to get billions of people to the place where we are, the church and the body of Christ on the planet, He did it in 3 years. Can you imagine? He did everything in 3 years. How many years have we been busy with our lives? Have we achieved what God wanted to achieve with your life? It's not too late. It is not too late. It is not too late to jump into action. Think of the young people seated there. Take maths serious this coming year. Then your life will be less stressful. Here's another thing we need to do. We need to choose our company based on our destiny. Many people make wrong decisions that impacts their destiny because they are in the wrong company. And the wrong company of people, it might be good people, it might be wise people, but if a person is not in my destiny, then you need to step away from those relationships. And I'm not talking about wives and husbands stepping apart from each other. Please, that's not what, you know. I've got to stay serious here. I'm keeping myself the reins in this morning. We've got to deal with wrong habits. This is the time. That's why we fast. Every single year, I commit to the Lord an area of my life I want to see change in. And then I take the 21-day Daniel fast to really pray to God and say, Lord, please help me in this area. Every person here this morning has such an area. So what is the wrong habits? I have seen nowadays that they have legalized a certain drug that people partake of. Does anybody know what that drug is? It's not marijuana. You see, it comes through the Bible as legalization. Noah did it. A lot of people are going back to the old ways. I'm talking about alcohol. The Lord laid it so heavily on my heart this morning. There are people who need to deal with alcohol, smoking. It prohibits you from growing spiritually. So, yeah, the drug is actually alcohol. It's mentioned here in the Bible. It doesn't say here cocaine, drugs, any other stuff. It says here, you know, do not be drunk with wine. Leave the wine. The only time I will ever drink wine on this planet is when it's a fruit juice form, when I bend my knees before the Lord, Him washing my sins away. We need to be a spiritual people and on fire people for 2019. You cannot be lackadaisy about your future. Cannot be relaxed. I'm moving towards my message this morning. This is just introduction. We need to redeem the time and take ownership of the important things in our lives. The devil's greatest weapon in the society we are living in, the devil's greatest weapon against Christians is good things. Good things. Things that we spend our time on. He knows people won't sin. He knows Pastor Tians won't sin. So you know what he does? He gives us a good thing. And we get good things in life. Then we spend our time on those good things. And those good things takes our time away from what God wants to do in our life. So go and sell your good things this week. Amen. So only now I'm getting to my message. My message actually this morning is the divine encounter a certain woman had with Jesus Christ. And the Lord spoke to me. The Lord, this message was so heavy on me. John 4 from verse 3. John 4 from verse 3. I'm not so heavily going to focus upon the woman. I'm going to focus upon our Lord and what He did in this whole situation in regarding to the Samaritan woman. And I have some time left for this. John 4 from verse 3. It says there, He left Judea and departed again to Galilee. The Lord was always on a mission. The word says He needed, verse 4 says, He needed to go through Samaria. Here's a fact for you. No Jew goes through Samaria. The Jews always bypassed Samaria to go to Galilee. But here the Lord made a decision. He's going to go through Samaria. And we know the Samaritans. This morning I want to teach you a little bit about the Samaritans. But it says here in verse 5, so he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar. Now that word Sychar is the word Shechem, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. You see, my story begins here with the Lord and his journey. Verse 4 is so important in a person's life because this is what Jesus Christ did. He should not have gone through Samaria. He should have walked the journey that the Jews take to get to Galilee. But God the Father had a plan for His Son to be on a journey and to take this shortcut route through Samaria to meet a certain person. And the Lord Jesus did this, so He needed to go. There are certain things in our lives that we need to do. We need to be at the right place at the right time so that the right things can happen to me. And this is my prayer for us this year. And verse 6, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat at the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Now the sixth hour was about 12 o'clock noon, the hottest time of the day where you don't give water to animals. This woman was at the right place at the right time. She's alone. She's a shameful person. And her destiny is impacted by her decisions. But the Father in heaven had a plan for this woman that He would send His Son at the right place at the right time to go and meet her. And He did meet her. Let me quickly tell you the history surrounding this area of Shechem. Maybe some of you don't know this. The area of Shechem was a place where Abraham received the first promise. Do you know that? This area. It's an area rich in history. In Genesis 12, 6, it says, Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh. And the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants I will give this land. So the Lord and this woman is standing on a place, standing on the promised ground. Shechem is a place where Jacob purchased land. Then Jacob came safely, and this is Genesis 33 from verse 18. Then Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is the land of Canaan, where he came from Padan Aram, and he pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a piece of land where he had pitched his tent from the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. It is important to note that this is where the well of Jacob in that area was. Moses, and here comes the importance I want to draw your attention to. Moses gave an instruction to Joshua. As the Israelites were about to go into the promised land, they had to go over the Jordan and they had to travel to the area of Shechem. And they had to do certain things at Shechem. Very important what they did there. Deuteronomy 27:2 says, and it shall be on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, that you shall set up for yourselves large stones and whitewash them with lime. You shall write on them all the words of the law when you have crossed over, that you may enter the land which the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord your God has promised your fathers. So we see that this area where the Lord and this woman was an area, God, it was rich in history. And Joshua was at Shechem. Joshua had the instruction to take the people and to go and do something in this area. Now Joshua, in Joshua 8 verse 30, it says, now Joshua built an altar to the Lord, God of Israel, at Mount Ebal. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the children, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones over which no man has wielded an iron tool. And they offered on it burnt offerings to the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings. And there in the presence of the children of Israel, he wrote on the stones the copy of the law of Moses, which he had written. And then they stood, listen to this, then Israel with their elders and officers and judges stood either side of the ark before the priests, the Levites, who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord. The stranger, as well as he who was born among them, half of them were in front of Mount Gerizim and half of them in front of Mount Ebal. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before that they should bless the people of Israel. And this is what happened there. And afterward, he read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, all according to all that is written in the book of the law. You see, when they entered the promised land, they came to this area. It was an instruction. And then the Levites and the priests had to stand, certain had to stand on this mountain, and the others had to stand on that mountain. And on this mountain, they had to speak the cursings that would happen if they did not follow the Lord. But on this mountain, that they had to speak the blessings of God. Do you want to hear the blessings? How many of you need the blessings of God as you enter into your promised land this year? Yes, we need that. And listen to this, listen carefully. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord. That's the thing. It's the voice of the Lord in your life. If you obey God's voice, if it is your number one thing to do this year, it is to obey God's voice for you. No person must tell me they do not understand God's voice or cannot hear His voice. His voice is so clear. It's perfect. It's beautiful. Take the time. Redeem the time to spend with God's voice. But listen to the blessings. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. I want my blessings to overtake me this year. I need my blessings to overtake me. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the country, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, and the increase of your herds. Okay, be careful now, the increase of your herds, because we don't have herds anymore. You know, we have Dogs and cats, don't let them breed. Be careful. The increase of your cattle and your offspring. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. These blessings, here stands Jesus with a woman, the place, the area where the blessings were proclaimed. She had a meeting with her destiny. She was about to meet the person, the blesser of God's people. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? This woman doesn't know. Here stands the person that blesses you. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee seven ways. I have not seen one person flee seven ways. That's a scary look. You need them to run around, run away from you. The Lord will command blessings on your storehouses and on to all which you set your hand. Go home this week, this time. Take olive oil. Go and anoint everything that moves under your hand. And make a dedication and a devotion to God. For those business owners, Monday when you get to the job, let all your people make a queue. Unsaved atheism, doesn't matter what, throw them with oil. Speak a blessing over them. Then the Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself, just as He has sworn to you. If you keep commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways, then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. The Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body and an increase of your livestock and in the produce of your ground in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you good treasure, the heavens, to give you rain. Thank you for the rain. Thank you. Yesterday we had nice hail. Did you see little hail? It was white. It looked like winter. Praise God for that. The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give you rain in the land and bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. It's funny to think of a tail as a head. Never let the tail whack the dog. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above and not beneath. And if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and carefully to observe them, God says, be careful. Now be careful how you observe Him this year. Be careful. Take time to spend with Him. You see, Joshua made a commitment as he entered the promised land. Listen to his commitment. Joshua said certain things. Joshua said, now therefore, fear the Lord, serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your father served who were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house in 2019, I will serve the Lord. You see, the conversation this woman had with Jesus was a conversation about the destiny of her life. I want to quickly tell you, I want to bless you with what these Samaritans did. Do you know the Samaritans, because we always get the Samaritans how well they were. They were actually a bad, bad, bad people. Let me tell you what they did. The Samaritans believed that the mountain of Gerizim is where God wanted to build His temple and not in Jerusalem. They said the mountain where God wanted to build the temple is Gerizim, where they spoke the blessing. And we know that's not true. They did not believe in what David did, what God wanted for Israel. They were against King David. They rejected the prophetic books of the Bible. They were Jews that intermarried with Gentiles when the nation of Israel were taken into captivity. So when they returned, they intermarried with the idols. They were the people who resisted the rebuilding of the temple. They were the people who resisted. Because of all this, the hatred of the Jew and the Samaritan was great. And like the Palestinians of today, it would never be resolved. But how was it resolved? It was resolved that Jesus Christ took the shortcut route to Galilee. He stepped onto the place where God was reaching out to a woman, a very sinful woman. Why would Jesus do that? You see, because he needed to go. We need to go. We this year will find people like that. We need to go to people like that. We need to enter people's lives. The destiny of your life is connected by God's instruction, first of all, to be holy, and then to go out to be wholly loving to this world. They need to see Jesus. But Jesus said certain things to this woman. The woman said in verse 11, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get the living water?" Because the Lord said to her, "Give me a drink." You know, because the Jew would never use the bucket of a Gentile. So she said to the Jew, "Listen, where's your bucket?" But Jesus said, "You give me something to drink." It's beautiful. This is beautiful language here. But Jesus was going to give her the answers of life. In verse 13, Jesus answered her and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him the fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." It will become in you the fountain. We are fountains of God with the Holy Spirit inside of us. In the beginning of this year, we need to make a strong commitment to seek the Lord during this time of fasting and prayer. It is time that the wells inside of us start giving. An ungiving well is a dry well, but the moment you draw from the well, that's the moment it starts giving life. Jesus is the well we need to draw from to give life to. And every person has the ability to do that. We need to seek the Lord. And I want to quickly run along to verse 31. And this is the message for the church. Jesus had a conversation with a woman where he said to the woman, "Give me," Jesus said, "I will give you." She ran into the city and a revival was caused amongst the Samaritans, which should not have happened. But because Jesus Christ and the Father had a plan for those lost people, they were touched. But here's the message to the church, to us this day. This is for us in verse 31. "In the meantime, his disciples went away and now they came back and they were amazed. What is the Lord doing? What on earth is happening here? He shouldn't do this. He shouldn't talk to a woman." Verse 31, "In the meantime, his disciples urged him saying, 'Rabbi, eat.' But he said, 'I have food to eat which you do not know of.' Therefore, the disciples said to one another, 'Has anyone brought him anything to eat?' Jesus said, 'My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.'" Your food is to get closer to Jesus, to receive the bread of life so that you can become a useful vessel doing the will of God the Father in the name of Christ. That is the plan. Verse 35, "Do you not say there are still 4 months and then the harvest comes?" Listen to the Lord's answer. Now suddenly the Lord speaks about something else, because here on the way is a city coming to the Lord. They are running because the lady said, "What has happened here? It could be the Messiah." So the men, everybody was running towards them. And here the Lord is having a conversation with the disciples. And the Lord said to the disciples the following. He said to them, do not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest. Do never say, I will do things next year. Never say, now is not the time. This is the time, this is the day to make the strongest commitment possible to God in your life. This is the time where we say, not in 4 months, but now. If ever God has been leading on your heart to become a cell leader, this is the day. Many people have stepped out of their destinies because they have stepped out of the work of God. And God says, not so. I want my people connected to my church. You see, God has placed pastors over churches, and it's the pastors that leads people spiritually. If your friends are leading you spiritually, it should not be so. God has placed here a man and a woman of God in Pastor Harold. And the pastor's here. Before you ask your friend, what should I do? First ask God and ask the pastors. So many people step out because they listen to the wrong voices. Do not say, next, maybe 2020, I'll come to Bible school. Now's the time. Now's the day. You are not too old. Amen. I need to hear an amen from the church. You are very silent. These are very important things in your lives. Everybody say amen. Amen. Are you a needed to go person? Or are you still waiting that someone need to come to you? I've still been waiting for 28, 29 years for a pastor to come to my house and sort me out. I went to God and I say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I need you. Praise God. Now, I must finish. I want to tell the church, this is the instruction from the Lord. Matthew 28, 19, Jesus said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. There's a promise there that whatever I'm going to do this year, if it's connected to people, the Lord is there with me. The Lord is excited about His church. He wants to revive His church. He wants to touch His people. But now here's the promise for you. Here's the promise. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria. It was fulfilled, Samaria, and to the utter ends of the earth. It's a time for deep consecration. It is a time for us to recommit our lives fully to God and say, Lord, use me. Church, please stand. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, as we stand here as a church, these your people, Lord, we pray for them. We pray for wise decision making. Lord, we ask you today to give us wisdom. Oh God, we recommit our commitments to you. Father, we say we stand ready as your church. The fields are ripe and ready to be plucked. Oh God, help us to go into your harvest and, Father, to commit to wholeheartedly work for you. This, as a church, we commit to as we even start this Daniel's fast tomorrow. Lord, help all of us. We want to see your kingdom come, your will be done in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And everybody say, amen. Amen. See you tonight. Praise God.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.